but midoraisa, there's no birchas hatorah at all by yachid, only by a tzibur. Aye, so if that's the case, why do you make a bracha? Because it's like any other mitzvah. Chazal or misaki, by any other mitzvah, you make a bracha before you do it. So to hear, before you learn Torah, it's like it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha before you do it. Ma'ashar kol mitzvah sunos bracha, avzu tunu bracha. Now, going back to our mishnah, to begin, this is the end, that's the end of that sugya. Ochal t'mai. If you ate t'mai, hoda amra. It says in our mishnah that if you ate t'mai, you're mitzvah to zero. You're not supposed to eat t'mai. T'mai, because it's a suffix where the amoritz took off miser. So hoda amra says, Yishami, this seems...
You can.
Huh?
I would say yes.
But
in those days, you could trust.
No,
trust the car that
you're
the red star.
You're taking away my material.
Okay.
Ochal t'mai. If you ate t'mai, it sounds as you can bench with the zimun. Hold on, it seems to tell us. Ochal peiros sofik lo nisknu sofik lo nisknu mezamni. It sounds like if you have a sofik whether fruit is good or not, you're included in the zimun. Now, one of the achronim, a certain Rabbi Kamelhar, a good achron, the Siva Satalmud, he wrote a sefer, the Siva Satalmud. It's back of a sefer, it's a fasting sefer. He has a sefer called Hatalmud Umadoy HaTevil, the Talmud and the sciences of the world. It goes throughout all the sciences in the world, all alluded to in Torah. It's a good book, very good book, written in the 20th century. So he has in the back of Peirushan, Bavli Yerushalmi Brachas. So he says, what's bothering the Yerushalmi? What's Yerushalmi Torah being a riot here? Says from here that in Malkum Safek, by Dmai, we're not sure if the Amar took of mice or not. You can bet, you can be inspired to Zim. So he says, Yerushalmi's trying to bring a riot to the Rambam. I know the Yerushalmi didn't know the Rambam, but the Yerushalmi started being a right to the Rambam. The Rambam holds Suffolk the Raisa, Midoraisa is the Kula. It's Machlokas Rambam and Rashba. The Rashba holds Suffolk the Raisa, Luchumar Midoraisa. The Torah says you have to be Machmir by Suffolk the Raisa. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds Midoraisa, you can be make on a Suffolk the Raisa. It's Rabbanan who came along and said Suffolk the Raisa, Luchumar. So the Yerushalmi wants to say, oh, from the fact that in a Safek you're mitzarif to a zimun, it must be that Safek d'oraisa is l'kula mid'oraisa, like the Rambam. Because otherwise, how can you possibly have this guy join your zimun? He's a Rasha. He shouldn't have taken his chances. It must be mid'oraisa, he's not a Rasha. Because 50-50 chance, you're allowed to be makel according to the Torah. So the Yerushalmi says no. Rabbi Shimon Achoy, the Rabbi Brachio, B'shosh Gozu al Dmai, when they made the Gzer on the Dmai, like Yankel said, Rova Meretz you machnis in Lebotein. Most of the Amoratim were Meisering.
Yeah.
So it was not a balanced suffix. Rova Meretz were Meiser. It was only a minority who weren't Meiser. So therefore, it's not a true suffix. It's not a riot to the Rambam. Says the Gemara. Vai do Amra. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I'll prove it. Vai Dharma is like saying Vada, you can learn from the other case in the Mishnah. What else is saying in the Mishnah? Kuti Mizamnilov. Says you can include a Samaritan, you're a Zimun. Hey, Vain Kuti Lav Safik, who is in a Kuti of Safik. So let me prove like the Rambam from there. I see by Safik the Raisa, you can be Mekel, me the Raisa, because you see a Kuti can join up your Zimun. Says, well, that's not a good Raya either. I'm a Rabbi Abba. The Rabbi Abba said, Tipoter, the answer up, Kiman Amar, this is going like the opinion that Kuti Kigoi Divir Rebbe, although Rebbe holds the Kuti Zaygoi, Shin Gamil Emer Kuti Kisro Choldovar. Armi is going like Rebbe Shimon Gamil says, a Kuti is like Yisroel, and that's why our Mishnah allows it to be included as Zimun, again, because it's not a Safek. And Chanami, if it was a balanced Safek, we'd have to be Machmir. Here, it's going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a Kuti is like Yisroel. We'll stop here for this evening. That does. The safe in the Mishnah, the safe in the Mishnah says that if it's a severe Avera, then you can't include the person in the Zimun. So it depends on the severity of the Avera. According to the way the Yerushalmi is modifying, it depends if it's not only if it's a light or severe Avera, but even light Avera has to be that the reasonable chance that you're not transgressing the Isser.
Okay. You had Suor today in Pesacho. If you found the knife on the 14th, it's okay. 14th of Nisan.
All right, we are on the Gimel of Alpha to Mishnah, Aloha Beis. Masnisi. Women, slaves, and children, you can't include them in the Zimun. What is the minimum amount of food you must have eaten in order to be included in the Zimun, in the threesome for Zimun? Ad Gezayis, up to Gezayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Kebetza, it has to, you have to eat at least a Betza, which is twice the size of a Zayis. Rabbi Sim Hashem, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Yossi ben Shol, B'Shem Rabbi, they both said, Katan Osim Oso Snifla Asora. If you have 9 adults and 1 child, the child can be included in the count of 10 for a Zimun with the Shin. No, we don't pass this way. A Zimun with the name Elokeinu. Vatari Emedachti Kimbegotan. Didn't we learn that in general in the laws of Zimun, you don't care if the individual is a child or not, if it's on the borderline, we don't necessarily have to check out if he's a cotton. So it sounds like all the time we include a cotton, whether it be in 3 or 10, it makes no difference. Says, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Kaimo Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon explained this brisa, which says, Emedakim Bekoton. And Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Simon said it both in Shem, Rabbi Shum and Levi. L'shnei ketanim nitzucho. This is talking about a case where you have 2 ketanim. In other words, this is not talking about in a case where you have 3 and one of them is a cotton and that's okay. It's talking about simply where they're 10. They're 10, of which 2 are ketanim. They're 2 children. Nitzucho shimaya cotton osimoso sofek. If one of them was a katan, then for sure, then he has the status, we upgrade him. We give him the status of a sofek. If one of them is a sofek, turning over to Amud Beis, if one of them is a sofek, one of them is, we're not sure, in other words, he's so much on the border, that it's possible that he's a god, though we just don't know, so then osin sovade, we consider him to be for sure an adult. So it gives a special kula here, which we're saying that if you have 10, then the 10th one can certainly be a cotton, like we were saying in Amud Aleph. And the 9th one can be a safe cotton, safe gadol. Even if we're not sure, as long as we're not sure for sure that he's a cotton, so that's good, we give the benefit of that. So that way we have a special kula that you only need 8 definite adults, the 9th can be questionable, and the 10th can be definitely a minor. Rabbi Yehuda ben Barpazi, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, same name Rabbi Yossi, Tisha, Nirin Kasora. You know what, just wait a second, hold on.
We don't know for sure when kid is...
No, but see, the thing is like this, for 3 you can't. And the way we pass, even for 10 you can't. No, you can't include him as one of the 10. The Ushami and Omar Alf said you could, but we passing you cannot. They must be dead 10 adults. Okay? Now, we're going to discuss this a little bit further. Rabbi Yossi says, Tisha Nirin Kasora. Ma. What about if you have 9 big people and they look like they're 10? 9 of you guys.
That's right.
Big, right? So they look like 10, right? 9 of all of us. I shouldn't say. Me too. Tisha Nirin Kasora. Ma. Is that, can you count them as if it's 10 because it looks like that? So it's more. No, mizami misuyamin. It's the mizami that had to be counted. Elo afilu kata benem. It's just that it works even if you have 1 cotton, but you must have counted 10. It can't be that it looks like 10. Rabbi Rachio, Amar Rabbi Zvida, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Rabbi Yachasin, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, Bokumi Rabbi Yossi. As for Rabbi Yossi, kama. Devarim amurim tamon, just like it's kema, just like we said over there that a katan osimoso sniffing lasor, a katan should be included, including the count of 10. Umarafacha. Let's say here also by his kezimun not of 10 but of 3, that also so sniffle shlosha. Why do you say only that a katan can be included and bring you up to 10? Say a katan can be included and bring you up to 3 as well. What's the difference? Says Umar, matamon. And what should be the logic behind that? If over there, Shemaz Kiran is Hashem, we mention the name of God, in other words, you say, Lokeinu, Osim, Osos, Niv, we include the cotton in the 10 and make him a support to the 10th person. Khan, by a human of 3, Shein Maskir Nes Hashem, we don't mention the name of God. Lokoshke is not a Kavachomer, that in that case, certainly we should say that a cotton joins in. So he responded, no. Rabbi Yossi responded, it's not a good logic. Vaha enokoshkin. This is not a kavachomer. Why? Because Tamon, there we have 10, Aideshein Omrim as Hashem Osamo So Sneef. Because we want to say the name of God, because it's so significant to us, to say Elokeinu, that's why we're willing to include a cut. Because we want to say the name Elokeinu. By 3, we don't stand to gain very much. Because by 3, it's true, we'll get to say the Zimun, but the Zimun by 3 is a minor Zimun. It doesn't include the name of God. So therefore, since that's not a significant accomplishment, we don't bother including 3. Don't bother including cotton in the count of 3. Again, let's see that inside. Time on. There, Aidei Shamarim is Hashem by 10, because you say the Shem Hashem. Osim also sneef. That's why you include him. The conch ain't calling us a shame. Here, where you don't say the name of God, ain't osim also sneef. You don't include him in the ten. We learned Tani. We learned cotton the sefer Torah. Osim also sneef. A cut. Now, there's those who interpret this Yerushalmi probably erroneously, that if you are short a minion, the Yerushalmi, you only have 9 people. So you can take for the 10th person a cotton who holds a Sefer Torah. You ever heard of that
yes.
before?
Yes.
Right, so this one... Right, so that's the Pashup Shad. It says, Tani cotton with Sefer Torah, Osim Oso Sneef. You can either learn to read that a cotton and a Sefer Torah, meaning a cotton holding a Sefer Torah, or a cotton... or a Sefer Torah. Either one can be included as a 10th. But the Mefarshim say that's not the Pshat in Yerushalmi. The Pshat in Yerushalmi is really that a katan, for the purpose of laning, can get an aliyah. In other words, if you need 7 people for aliyahs, then a katan can get one of the aliyahs. So it's not to make up the minyan, but rather to make up the 7 of the Oli. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kini mas nisin. Actually, it's not the Mefarshim. I know what I was sort of thinking. Rav Yehuda, it's the Yerushalmi itself. Rav Yehuda, said, Kini Masdi, so this is a way to read the Braisa. Katan with Sefer Torah, Osin Ososnif. A Katan, for a Sefer Torah, he can join in. In other words, not that he can make a minion, but rather he can be one of the 7 people who gets Aliyahs on Shabbos. Okay, that's what it means. So it's not that Katan with a Sefer Torah makes up a minion, but a Katan for the purpose of a Sefer Torah, i.e. for laning, can make up one of the 7 Aliyahs. What? We don't allow it, no. Augustine's not to allow it, except for Maftir. There's certain leniencies for Maftir, but not for the 7, because that's not part of the 7, that's after the 7. Okay, says Mar, Rabbi, what age does the Kohen have to be in order for us to make it, to use him as part and parcel of our quorum for the benching? Rabbi Avinu Mar, Ispalgu Ravuna Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Avinu said that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda argue concerning this point. They both allege that they were saying this in the name of Shmuel, what they're about to say. One says that he has to already know the meaning of the bracha which he's making. The other said, even if he doesn't know the meaning of the bracha, as long as he knows that when he says the bracha, he's making a blessing to God, so that's sufficient. Okay? Oh, that's pretty young. Rabbi Nasser of Nasser said, the truth is, Kama Zimnin several times, Achilles, I ate together with Im Rabbi Tachlifa Abba, with Rabbi Tachlifa is my father. Vim Aninaya Barsisi Chavim, with Aninaya Barsisi was my uncle. Chavivi in Aramaic means my uncle. Lo Zeminin Olai. They didn't include me in a Zimun. Hi, they were two when I was a cotton. They didn't include me Achevesi Shtei Soros until I got two hairs, or until I became an adult. So from this we see that we paskin, like we said before, that Ketanim are not including the Zimur, at least not for three. We don't count them in the number. Shmuel Bar Shilas, Bohu Kume Rav. Shmuel Bar Shilas asked in front of Rav the following series of questions. These Dharmin and Son say, Bohu Kume Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, and these questions asked in front of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Tisha Pas. If nine people in the room ate bread, Vechad Yerek, and one of them ate vegetables, can they say Elokeinu when they bench? Amar lo mizamni, he said yes, they can say Elokeinu. Shmona pas, what if eight people ate bread, and Shnayim Yerek, and two people ate vegetables? Amar lo mizamni, so he said to us yes, they can be mizamni. Shiva pas, if seven people ate bread, Ushlosha Yerek, and three ate vegetables, what's Allah in that case? Amar lo mizamni. So he said also that they can make Zimun in that case. Rabbi Avina skipped a step. Rabbi Avina asked, Mechza le Mechza Mal. He skipped 6 and 4. He asked about 5 and 5. By 5 and 5, can they make a Zimun? Rabbi Zira said, when Rabbi Avina asked this question, Rabbi Zira, who already lived in Israel, but had moved there from Bavel, said, oh, at ano tamon. Atzrichili. Now, while I was still in, it's time for the middle of the line. Adana Tamon, while I was still there, Atzrichislei Meitzili Minach, it would have been better for me, I would have needed you to come and cause me anguish. In other words, you should. I didn't ask that question when I still lived in Bavel, because you weren't around to cause me pain to ask me that question. Lo shilte, therefore I never asked the shaila. So Taka, I don't know what that loch is in that case. In other words, had you been around in Bavel when I was learning over the sugya, which was said in the name of Shmuel, name of Shmuel Bar Shilas, they wouldn't be able to ask further and ask about 5 on 5. But since you weren't around then to cause me tsar and make me sure I ask the question, I never bothered asking the question. Lemais, if I recall correctly, the way we paskin is in order to say Elokeinu, in fact, you have to have 7 people who ate bread and only 3 people who ate other substances. What? Anything less than that is not sufficient, right? See, even 6 on 4, it has to be a sizable majority, which means 7 on 3 and not just 6 on 4. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, also she'ochal yerek, he who ate a vegetable, ma'u she'yavorech, can he lead the zimun? So it's still now just saying he can be included in the zimun. Can he actually lead the zimun? He doesn't give an answer here. But the Gemara has a long, long discussion of this now. Mechava she'd say to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah shita, Rabbi Yirmiyah's opinion here in that he asked the question is exchange, in other words, is different than his opinion in another place. Where is that other case? So now we're going to have a long maisa, at the end of which you'll see what the question is. Tani, we learned. We learned in a braisa. Shlosh mios nazirin. 300 nazirin. 300 nazirs. No, nazirs. Because it translates in English, right? All of Yimei Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. They came up in the days of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, who was one of the early Tanoim. Me'ev HaChamishim, of those 300 Nazirim, Motza Lohem Pesach. For 150, he found for them a way for them, a loophole in their original neder, in their original vows, so they're able to annul their vows. Okay? That was 150 of the 300. So there were 300 Nazir, and for, well, last line, I'm going to give them a base. There were 300 Nazirim, 150 which he was Matir Neder for. Matzal and Pesach. He found for them a loophole in the Neder. Umeh v'chamishim, of the other 150, however, Lo Matzal and Pesach, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach did not find for them a way for them to be matir their neder. They didn't find for them. Ask about Yanai Malka. So he came to Yanai the king, who happened to be his brother-in-law. Yanai was married to Rishim ben Shetach's sister, who was Shlom Tzion HaMalka. He came to Yanai. Omalei said to him, he didn't tell him that for 150 of the Nazirim he could find a loophole and be matir their neder. He didn't tell him that. Omalei said, Esau had classed me on Nazirim. He said, there are 300 Nazirim here. Boyin Chami or Karbonim. Halacha is a Nazir when he comes to take off his Nazirus, he requires 3 Karbonos. So between these 300 Nazirim altogether, you need 900 Karbonos. Ella, so that's obviously a lot. Yoivat Pagum Indidach. You give half of them. Vana Pagum Indidi, and I'll give half. No, I guess they're poor Nazirim, so they said we'll split them half and half. Okay. Shalchei Abodah Chamisha. So Yanai sent 450. But the Shimon ben Shetach didn't give any. Because for the 150, which was Shimon ben Shetach's quota, what did he do? He was matir their neder. So he didn't give that. He didn't give anything. Azal lishna bishna. So Lashon Hara came. Umar Lein told Yanai Amelech. We don't know who this was, but somebody went and told Yanai. Lo yav min didei klum. He didn't pay anything out of his own pocket. Shama Yanai Malko. So Yanai the king heard this. Because he got angry. Dachav Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon Shetach got scared. Vorak, and he fled. Beside Yoimin. Some days passed. Some time passed. I don't know how long. Salkum Nei Nash Rav Ravin. Some great men came. Mimalchus of the Paras from the Persian Empire. Gabi Yanai Malko to visit Yanai the king. Mandiyasu Nochlin, while they were sitting and eating. Amrin Lei, they said to Yanai, Nihirin Anon, we remember, Dava Isocha, there was once here, Chad Gvar Sav, one old man, Fahava Omar Kumin, and he said before us, Milin de Chochma. Good wise things. We're very impressed with him. What happened with him? And this old wise man was Rav Shimon ben Shetach. So Rayanai Tani Lunuto, he told him over this Maisa that he did this terrible thing to him. So the Persian people said, nonetheless, Amrinlei Shlach Vaisisei. They said, go and send for him and bring him here. Shach Yoev Le Mila. So Yanai sent word to Shimon Shetach to come. Vasa and Shimon Shetach came. Yosef Ben Malkul Malkusa. And he sat between the king and the queen. Put himself up a chair on the throne, and he sat between the king and the queen. All right. So Yanai said to Shimon Shetach, Lama Flyesby. Why did you make a mockery out of me? In other words, you said I should get 450, you get 450. You didn't give your 450. Amar Lei said, La Flyesbach. I didn't trick you. At mi mamoncha, you took care of your 150 nazirim from your money. Va'ana mino raisi, I took care of my 150 nazirim from my Torah. The chesiv, as it says, ki betzel ha-chochma, in the reflection of wisdom, betzel kesev is the reflection of money. So fascinating thing, I saw that somebody, one of the Achronim, brings down for this halacha. If we make a deal, we make a partnership, and we both agree to invest X amount of money, let's say for a random $10,000 a piece. But I find a way to cover my part of the investment with some other means other than money, by some ruse or some expertise which I have, you, my partner, cannot demand of me that I pay cold cash. Because we see here clearly that Shimon Shetach is saying, it's true what you are, I should have been high 450 korbanos. But I found a way to get rid of that liability of 450 korbanos in some other fashion by being matir neder. So we see that expertise, or whatever you want to call it, intellectual tools or means can supplant the need for money. Okay?
Of course, when you step back, you see that Shimon Shatak was less than forthright.
Yeah, he was less than forthright about what he was about to do. So one of the Achronim here wants to say that he was trying to teach Shanaan a lesson. But you want to teach him this lesson, Tzel Chochma, Tzel Kesef. The truth is, the Bavli brings us, Meisim says, that I didn't remember it, but my Chavrusa Rabbi Trisky remembered it. It's in the Bavli and Brochus, but it would be great, much small, much shorter. This whole thing with the Nazir is not brought down. It just says that Yana killed all the Chachomim, all the Rabbanim of his generation. So that's why Shimon Shetach ran away. And then he called them back because they didn't have anybody to bench. That's what it says in the Bavli. Not he called them back because some Persians came to visit, but because they didn't have any to bench. So it's a slightly different Maisa. But you like that? This one's more colorful. So so he says, Amalei, so you said to him, that's case, V'lama l'arakta. If you were so sure of yourself, why'd you flee? Amalei, so he said, Shamis, because I said, Rav Shimon Shetach said, because I heard, the Mori Kasalai, that my master is, in other words, the king, is upsetting me. Voice Mekaimah, then Christ, I want to fulfill his pasuk. Chaviki mat rega, wait for a moment. Ad Yavor Zam until the anger passes. Well, they didn't want to take their chances. That's why I went and hid. So the Ran I said about Shimon Shetach, the Yisrael Das HaChochma Techaye Be'Aleha, the advantage of the wisdom of the sage will, or the wisdom of the wise will keep its those who have it alive. Amalei. So he said, the Anai said to him, V'lami Safta ben Malkul Malkus, so why'd you sit between the king and the queen? Why'd you put your chair up on the throne? Amalei, so Shimon Shetach said, I'll tell you why. Because B'sifrei de ben Siraksiv, in the book of Ben Sira, it says, Sal Salah Utro Mecha, the Torah will give you praise and will uplift you, Uven Negidim Toshavecha, and will place you to sit among the noblemen. So he said, once I see that I was called back because of my Torah, that means I get to sit among the noblemen. That's why I pulled up my chair on the throne.
I'm not aware of, and I could be wrong, that the Bible never mentioned the words Ben Sira.
It does bring down Ben Sira.
Using the word Ben Sira?
Yeah, it does. Yes, I forget where, I think it might be in Boa Basra. In the first paragraph of Boa Basra. But we do bring down Ben Sira in the Bible. Not often, but it is brought down in the Bavli. No, but it's also in the I believe the Bavli. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's only Rashi. I thought it's somewhere, but I could be wrong. I don't remember exactly. One second. It's Omar. So he said, "Havu lekasa delivery." So Yana said, "Give him a cup of wine that he can make the bracha." Nas of kasa. So he took the cup. Umari said, let's make a bracha on the food which Yana and his friends ate. Summer late. So Yana said, "At kedunat b'kashusach, you're still being obnoxious, still being stubborn. Why are you saying these silly things?" Amar lei. So Shimon Shetach said, "Human noimar al mazon shalochanu. What do you want me to say? I should thank God on the food I didn't eat. I didn't eat anything here today. What else am I going to say?" Amar so he said, "Havon lei delechol." So the Yana said, "Give him to drink. Give him to eat." The Yerushalayim in Bavli, it says that he drank that cup of wine, and then he made the Zimun on the next cup of wine. But the main point which the Yerushalayim is bringing this down for is he didn't wash. He didn't wash. He ate, he drank wine. He was Mizamein, he led the Zimun, even though he didn't wash. Oh, interesting. So that seems to indicate that you can do it even though you didn't wash. They came and vachal. Here it says he ate. Must have been a vegetable or something. The Bavli again it says he drank. Umar and he said nevarachal mazon shochalu. He made the proper zimun. Am Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said chokin arishim min shetach. Rabbi Yechon said the chachom arishim min shetach. On what did they argue? Rabbi Yirmiyahu amar l'rishoyna. Now the girsa here is messed up. There's a lot of mefarshim here. I'm going to learn like the Gra. The Gra changes the girsa. The Gra says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, al ashniyah, even though it says here in the Yerushalmi text Ala Rishayna, the Gra says Ala Shnia, Rabbi Abba Amar Ala Rishayna. Okay, the opposite of the curious the way it says in front of you. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda said they argue. What are chachamim? Argue with Rabbi Shimon Shetachan on the shniyah on that which he was leading benching, even though all he ate was a vegetable or drank some wine. They're arguing on that point. Rabbi Abba says they don't argue on that which is called the second point, but they argue on the first point. What's the first point? The first point is whether it seems from the Yerushalmi that he was willing to say Nivarech ala mazon she'achal Yanai HaMelech. So Rabbi Abba says Rabbi Shimon Shetach's opinion was that even if you didn't eat anything, you can lead others in benching. So the Rabbi Abba says they argued ala Rishayna, meaning that they argued whether you can lead in benching. The Bible doesn't learn that way. The Bible learns that he didn't even try to lead benching until he actually consumed something. But the way the Yerushalmi is learning, when he said Nevarach Almoz and Shalach Yana, he meant it for serious. And therefore, Rabbi Abba says, Chazal argue on that. The Chacham argue at Shimon Shetach doing that. As long as Rabbi Abba says, not only do they argue on that, they even argue on the second thing. On that which he was willing to make a bracha, on the, make the lead benching, on the, even though he didn't eat any bread, they argue on that as well. So it says, Gemara, well, if that's the case, Rabbi Yirmiya contradicts himself, because Rabbi Yirmiya in the second from last line on Nun Gimel Beis asked, if you ate only vegetables, can you lead benching? Here, Rabbi Yirmiya is saying quite clearly, Rabbanon, hold you can't. Saying Rabbanon, argue Rabbi Shimon Shetach, and say you can't do it. So it says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. I'll tell you. Well, first we didn't finish kasha. B'chavah shits to Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya exchanges his positions. Hasam tzricholei. There on Nun Gila Beis he asks as a kasha. V'kah here Nun Dalamav he says it's poshut. He says of course you can't leave benching. So it's Rabbi Yirmiya that Rabbi Yirmiya's positions even to contradict each other. Says more. No. Hand the tzrichalei, and here too the grot changes the girsa. When he asked the question, like it should be like Rashi Gamliel. Hand the pshitalei, that when he said that where it was partial to him is like Rabbana. And by this, the grot explains that Rashi Gamliel holds that. Well, let me start with Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that a person who eats vegetables can't be mitzarif with people who ate bread. You have to dafki eat bread to be mitzarif. So like Rabbanan, it's true, there's nothing to talk about. If you only eat vegetables, there's nothing to do. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya is saying, chalukin chaveirov, al Rabbi Ashir min shetach, means Rabbanan argue, they say you have to dafki eat bread. You can't eat vegetables or drink wine and no, you can't be mitzarif. You can't even be mitzarif according to Rabbanan. We pass an erev like a Rashi Gamliel. We pass a Rashi Gamliel that if you ate anything, you can be mitzarif. So Rabbi Yirmiya asks Kasha, oh, like a Rashi Gamliel, what's that locha? Do we go so far as to paskin like Rashi Ben Shetach and say that either the guy who ate the vegetable can even lead the benching, or does all it means is that he can be mitzarif to the benching, but not that he can lead it? That's the question here. Okay? Tani lo, we learned. Hey, Sivi Moen. Hey, Sivachli Moen. If the guy was reclining with them and eating, Avi Shlocha Gazayas Dogan, even though he didn't eat a Gazayas of grain, Mizamni Divrei Chachamim. You can be mezamein according to that's where the chachamim says the Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Racha says b'shem Rabbi Yechonon. No, loylam ein mezamnim olav ad sheyochal kizayis dogon. Rabbanan don't hold that way. Rabbanan hold that you can't make a tziruf You can't be included in the Zimun unless you eat a Kazayis of Dagon, which is what we were just saying is the Sheet of Rabbana. Right? What about we have a Brisa that says that if two people ate bread and one ate vegetables, that you do include the guy who ate vegetables? Masnisa, that Brisa is coming from Shin Gamliel. So it's interesting, we actually pass in a Shin Gamliel. We pass in a Shin Gamliel that you are Mitzarev. You are Mitzarev, the person who ate Yerek. And that's why we had a Shiloh, right? Or Shin Gamliel, what's the halacha? Can even be Mitzarev, the person who ate Yerek, and even let him bench. That's what Shin Gamliel, but like Rabbanan, it's nice to talk about. Rabbanan, at least we Rabbi Yochanan has Rabbanan, they hold that the guy who ate vegetable is not Mitzarev at all, period, lock, stock, or bell.
That makes sense.
But we don't pass that way. You're entitled to your opinion. You're a good company. The Rabbanan hold like you. But we don't. We pass the Shin Gamliel. Sorry. All right, let's go on. Says the Mishnah further. Ketzah Mizami. How are you, Mizami? B'shlosh Omer Nevorech. If you have three people, you say Nevorech. B'shlosh, if you have three plus the person who's leading, in other words, you have four, Omer Borchu. He says Borchu. B'asor Omer Nevorech. Okay, if you have ten people, you say the person leads says Nevorech. B'asor Abuf, there are 11, 10, and the leader, who Omer Borchu, he says Borchu. Now that's one opinion. That's the first opinion of the mission. That's going to Rabbi Akiva. Now the mission goes to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Even though it's not explicit, the Gemara says that that's what's happening here. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, "Echad asora echad asrei 11, v'echad asaribo and 11,000. It makes no difference. You always say the same thing. You never change." Okay? Now going back to Rabbi Akiva. B'meya Omer, Nevorech LaHashem Elokeinu. By 100 you say, Nevorech LaHashem Elokeinu, you have the word LaHashem, which we don't have. B'meya V'hu, if you have 101, Omer Baruchu. So the person lead says Baruchu. B'elef, if you have 1,000 people benching together, Omer, you say Nevorech LaHashem Elokeinu, and you add Elokei Yisrael. Bela Fahu, if it's 1,001, Omer Baruch. Beribo, if it's 10,000, Omer, Nevorech LaShem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, and then you add, Elokei Tzvakos, the Lord of Hosts, Yoshua Akuvim, who sits among the cherubs. Alamazet Shalchanu on the food which he ate. Rabbi Yosef Liyomer, Lefi Rov HaKoho, Mevorechim. Rabbi Yosef Liyomer is the one who says, so you know what? This is all Rabbi Yosef Glili. I made a mistake. Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one who says it goes changes all the time. Rabbi Akiva is the one who says it's static once you reach 10. I apologize. Rabbi Yosef Glili, the more people there are, the more you change the bracha. Shneur says to Makelos, with various different choruses, meaning with various different formulae, depending on how many people are present. Baruch Elohim, you bless God, Hashem, bless the Lord God, me, Kor Yisrael, from the source of Israel. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said no. He argues. Akiva says, Ma motzinu bebeis haknesis, echem ruvi ve'echem hotiv, just like in Shul, when you say, whether there are a lot of people or a few people present, Oimer Baruch Hashem, or he says Baruch, he never changed the Nusa, he just say Baruch Hashem. So two in benching, you don't change. Once it gets to 10, you don't add any on any descriptors above that. And Shmuel Omer Baruch Hashem Avorach, Shmuel says the way we pass it, in a shul, you don't just say Baruch Hashem, but you rather you also say Hamivorach, he was blessed, and the Gemara will explain why that is so. Dilma. What does Dilma mean in the Yerushalmi?
I don't know.
First of all, it's the hay, now with the aleph. Maisa. Dilma Yerushalmi means Maisa. Maisa, with Rabbi Zira, because they occurred with Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Echir Barba, and Rabbi Chanina, Chavrun the Rabbanon, a group of rabbis, Havi Yassin Lochlin, they were sitting and eating. Not Rabbi Yaakov Bracha Kosa. Rabbi Yaakov Bracha took a cup. Ubirech. He made Birkas Hamazon. Vomar Nevarech, and he said Nevarech. Lomar Barchu. He didn't say Barchu. Even though there were four rabbis present. Rabbi Zira, Yaakov Bracha, Rabbi Chia Baba, and Rabbi Chanina. So they should have said Barchu, because they're three plus the leader. Why say Barchu? Amalei Rabbi Chia Barba, good question. V'lom lom ru barta Barchu. Yes, how come you didn't say Barchu? Amalei. So he answered back. Rabbi Yaakov Bracha answered, V'lokein tani, didn't we learn emadakti kimadover? You don't pay too much attention to whether you said Barchu or Nevarech. Either one is good enough, so therefore you don't get all tense and nervous about that. Bein shom and Nevarech, bein shom are Barchu. Regardless of whether you said Nevarech or Barchu, it's good enough. It doesn't matter. Ain't tovsin, so we don't grab it. We don't make a point out of this. V'anoikti, those people who were obsessive compulsive, they didn't have the word obsessive compulsive in the old days, but that's what a noikid is. People are obsessive and compulsive about it. They takes an osalkach. They get all sorts of all nervous and start saying, "Ah, I should have said Baruchu, shouldn't have said Nevarech." But so I'm not such a big, obsessive compulsive personality. Uboishle Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira was upset. Boish is like busha, but here means not embarrassed, but he upset. He was upset. Why is he upset? Boish Rabbi Zira begin the tzavar Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rechir Brabba Nokta. Why did Rabbi Yaakov Baracha call Rechir Brabba a name, a Nokta? It's not nice. Shouldn't have called him that name. All right. Be that as it may, the way we paskin, and I believe this is all Rabbi Zira speaking. He says, Shmuel Omar, I don't exclude myself. In other words, if I say to you Barchu, it means you guys bench. Sounds like not me. So ever Shmuel said, you always say Nevarech, you never say Barchu. And that's the way we bask it, of course. We never say Barchu. I ask more the obvious question, if that's the case. If that's the case, even they ask the Kasha, Birchas Atzera. What about Birchas Torah and Shul? Hare Omer Baruchu. Why in Shul then do we say Baruchu and not Nevarech? Rabbi Avin said, we came on the Yemach HaMevoyroch. Because since we say not just Baruch Hashem, we say Baruch Hashem HaMevoyroch. I'm not excluding myself, I'm including myself. I'm saying, bless this Hashem who I have now praised. HaMevoyroch who I am now issued a bracha to. But you're right. It's not, technically speaking, it doesn't exactly fit. Okay, Rabbi Abba Bar Zmino, Abba Mishamish Kumi Zira. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmino was the Shamish in front of Zira. In front of Rabbi Zira. Mazagli Kasa. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zmino poured him the cup. Amalei Sabrich. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zmino said to Rabbi Zira, take it and make a bracha. Amar Lei. So he said, what? No. Sometimes it does, but here means to take. Amar Lei, so he said, Yoiv datoch dat mishte chorona. It's not clear who said this to whom. But I'm going to learn right now, for our purposes, that Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Abba Zmina, have in mind that you're going to drink another cup. The Tani, because we learned, normally, Hashamash and Varech HaKol Kos V'Kos. Hashamash, whenever he gets a cup of wine from the people reclining at the table, he has to make a new bracha. Because he didn't think that they would give him more wine. So if they give him more wine, it's a chiddush. It's a novelty. Therefore, he has to make a new bracha on it when they give him the new wine. However, ve'enam v'varach ha'kor prusa prusa. That's not true about bread. Because the shamash does expect that all the people seated will give him several pieces of bread. So the bread, once he made the first bracha, he does have to make subsequent brachas. On wine, on each and every cup he gets, he has to make a bracha. So Rabbi Zira said, you know what, this time I'll make a bracha for you. And you have in mind that you'll get more cups later on. And that way you'll be yetzes my bracha for all of the cups you're going to have later on. Okay? Amar Lei. So now, Rabbi Zira continues to say, Kimod, and I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is only my approach, because the way I'm saying it, no matter which way you look at it, it's difficult who's Amar Lei to who. Me Amar El Me, as we used to say in elementary school. Who's saying what to whom? But the way I'm learning it, because he doesn't say explicitly, Ramley, Rabbi Avrazmina said, make the bracha. Rabbi Zira said, I will make the bracha, but you should have in mind that all the cups you're going to get for the are included in this bracha. And then Rabbi Zira said again to him, I'm like, come on, honor your Yahiv Dati, Mafki Yasaki, Dechavasam, Birkasam. It's like, I am going to concentrate on being motzi you with your bracha. Can have that chah, so to you should concentrate. Mafki de chavasi b'ami be motzi me with the amen. In other words, you are going to say amen, and saying amen is a great thing. It says one chazal says, God the lights amen, ona amen yoser min amavorich. So therefore says Rabbi Zira, yes, I'll be motzi the bracha, but I want you to have in mind when you say the amen that I should be yotzi the amen as well, so I can hear the amen which you make on my bracha and get the advantage of having heard it. Okay, I'm Rabbi Tanchu Bar Yirmiya. Rabbi Tanchu Bar Yirmiya said, Masnisa Amrake. The major thrust of this discussion is that one has to have kavana in being yotzi and shomer koine. This is explicit in the Braisa. It says, I think it's a Mishnah. Hamas misasik, if somebody blows shofar, and he's not thinking to be yotzi in the mitzvah, he's just doing it in order to make music or something like that, just dabbling, blowing shofar, lo yotzi, you're not yotzi. Vashomer mina misasik lo yotzi. And the person who hears from the misasik, when the person's dabbling, the shofar is not yotzi. So everybody has to have in mind to be yotzi in the proper fashion. That's why here too, the people have to have in mind to be yotzi, or to be motzi and yotzi with the brachos which are being made. Okay? V'me'om erichulit. Now, you know, our Mishnah said that depending on how many people are present, you up the ante of the nusach of the bracha. In Andre, you say a longer bracha in Zimun, etc. Rabbi Yochanan said, Zudivrei, Rabbi Yosagli, that's why I call Rabbi Yosagli. Chachamim, the ones who say, whether it's 10 or whether it's 10,000, same thing. I realize I read that wrong in the Mishnah now. The Mishnah also said, I read it, Achadesre v'achadesre ribo. It's not. It means, Echadesre v'achadesre ribo. Regardless of how many people you are, according to Chachamim, once you hit 10, that's the plateau. There's nothing above that. You always say a locano, and there's no additional descriptors added the more people are present. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar. Rava says, Halacha k'divrei oimer. Halacha misho oimer. Halacha is like he who says, Echad eser v'chad eser ribo. There are no distinctions between 10 and 10,000. It's all the same bracha. Minai later shiur. So I know that the minimum shiur of an eder of a congregation to bless Hashem is 10. Where Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Asim, Shem, Rabbi Yochan says, Nemar kaneida. It says by brachos. Hey, that says v'nikdashti b'soch. B'soch hadas b'nei Yisroel. It says that should be sanctified between the in the hadas, in the eda of b'nei Yisroel. So that's one. So it's a zeir shava. It says here eda, and then alone eda. It says by the meraglim, that the bad meraglim called eda ra. There were 10, right. Malahalon. Ma'eda Shemra'an, just somebody writing the Eda is 10, Asura. Afeda Shemra'an, Asura, so do here is 10. I'm Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Simon said, Namra'an Toch. Different series of the Shavu for the same purpose. Namra Toch, it says here, Toch, Nidashi Besoch Adas B'nai Israel. I'll be blessed within the community of Israel. The Namra Lahalan, it says over there also, by the Yosef, by the brothers of Yosef coming to buy grain from him, via Vo B'nai Israel, the children of Yaakov came, Lishbar Bar, to buy grain, Besoch Abayim amongst those who could came. So how many children of Yaakov came there? 10, right? Binyamin, wasn't there, and Yosef was very Mitzrayim. Malahalon Asara, just like over Malahalon Asara, Matocham Malahalon Asara, just like there it's 10, Avkan Asara. So I'm like Rabbi Yosef Bei Rabbi Boon. Rabbi Yosef Sarah Boon said Boo. He didn't like this. Says imitoch atal yolif. You learn from the road the word at imitoch yolif at sakininu. There are many imitoch yolif lo sakininu. There are many imitochs with various different numbers. So ever that's not a proper way to make zero show. Ella, try this one. Namar kamnei so says he ever nikdashi b'solchadas b'nei Yisrael that says b'nei Yisrael. So it says by a vote b'nei Yisrael in the puzzle we just saw. So therefore, ma'amneisol shnemar la'alon asar, just like b'nei Yisrael went down to buy the grain with 10 afkan asar, so too in order to make up a nikdash the minion for davar shebekdusha he needs 10. Because there are many B'nai Yisroel. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. How many times does it say B'nai Yisroel? It says B'nai Yisroel all over. Maybe it's the B'soch B'nai Yisroel. So we have both. But you're right. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. Says where Mama came Rabbanan the time of Rabbi Yosef Gili. How do Rabbanan understand the logic of Rabbi Yosef Gili who says you change Nusuk for whatever level of people you have? Because it says b'makelos, which is in plural, b'chol kilo b'kilo, each and every congregation has its own level of praise, multiple levels. They say it's true, we read it b'makelos, but it's written b'makelos without a vav, as if it's a singular. So then we say that there's a single rule for all congregations, b'varech elokeinu shechal mishlo, no more than that. Okay. What time is now, by the way? Okay, let's make a jump for the Mishnah. But I have all the tapes here. Pisco, we learned. It's a new paragraph. Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva Rashi, come mikre bar raisa. He got up to lane. He got to have an aliyah. V'amar baruchu es Hashem. Baruchu, he said baruchu. V'lomar baruch. He didn't say I'm a vayruch. He didn't pass me like Rabbi Akiva said baruch es Hashem vayruch. Bon mishtake. They wanted to silence him. In other words, they wanted to draw him down from the bima. When Rav said arpunya, leave him alone. The Noi Kray Kiva, I apologize. He did do a Kray Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel's one who said Baruch Hashem Baruch. He didn't learn Kray Kiva. So he had a source, therefore leave him alone. Rabbi Zira got up, Mikre Kohen Mokum Levi, and he was a Kohen, but there was no Levi in Shul, so also got Levi. And he said the Baruch is over again, which is our minhag nowadays. But then it looked like in Eretz Yisrael they didn't have such a minhag. There was no Levi in Shul. The Kohen took Levi, but silently. He didn't make a bracha for Levi. Yet he made a bracha over again. They wanted to silence him too. They wanted to draw him down. Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Rabbi Chiya Barashi said, Arpune, leave him alone. The chain ino nogin gabayo, that's how the minhag in Bavel. But Rabbi Zira just come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so he took his minhag with him, but it wasn't the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. Ksiv, it says, Vayibarech Ezos Hashem Elokai Hagadol. Hashem bless God, the great Lord. Bameo Gidlo, how do you call him great? Or what he, how do you make him great? Kilim Shem for she blessed Hashem with his explicit name, the Yushem Havai Yudke Vavke. Ramasta Margilo Bracha, what does Gidlo mean? He gave him a bracha, and the bracha is giving gedula, giving greatness to Hashem, literally giving Hashem the opportunity to give us a great presence. Rabbi Simcha, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yehuda, Yeshua ben Levi said, Lama nikru anshik nesak doila. This is in the Bible as well, except it's a little bit longer. Why anshik nesak doila called the men of the great assembly? Shechziru agdoila atliyoshna. They brought back the word agdoila. They brought back agdul. They brought back the full version of Shmoneh Esrei, the greatness of Hashem. How so? Amrei Pinchas Shmuel says Moshe iskin matbeir shel tefila. Moshe set up the formula of tefila. Hakel, the strong God, Hagadol, who's great, who Agivor, who's mighty, Vanora, and who's awesome. Yermi Omar, Hakel Hagadol Vagivor. The Lomar, no, he didn't say awesome. Loma Omar Agivor. Why did he call Hashem Gibor? Was then no, he calls Gibor. Shu call Hashem mighty. Shu roa chumen beis v'shosin. He sees the destruction beis hamikdash and he's silent. That's Taka Gvura. He's restrained. Ezu Gibor Akevish is Yitro. Hashem is strong. He restrains himself, even though he's being angry. However, if that's the case, fine. Lama Lomar Noira. Why did he call Hashem? Why didn't you hear me call Hashem Noira? Why? Shishain Noira Beis HaMikdash. Where can we feel a true awe of God? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Shemet says, Noira Lukimi Mikdashecha. God is awe-inspiring in his Beis HaMikdash. Since the time you hear me, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no point to say Noira anymore from his perspective. Daniel Omar Hakel HaGodol HaNoira. Lomar Gibor. He didn't say a Gibor. Why not? Said Mabana Masuyim Bekolori. His children are in chains. Heichum Gvorosu. Where's God's mightiness? Where's God's might? He was there. If exercising his might, he should free his children. Lomar Amar Anoira. Why, in that case, he say Noira? There was still no Beis HaMikdash. So where is the awe-inspiring spectacle of God, which he said Noira? This is why that's not a kasha. L'zeh Noa Likros Noira. You should call Hashem awesome. B'Noro Shos Olonu. Because he did an awesome thing for us. B'Kiv Shonesh. Daniel was miraculously saved from a fiery furnace. So Daniel says, I saw the Noros of Hashem. I saw what a wondrous miracle he wrought with me in the furnace. That's why I can say a Noira. Hagibor I didn't see. I didn't see his might. Oh, that's true. Chaim Mishol Azariah, right? No, Daniel was also. He was in the Gova Arayas. I guess that he also Lona means for my friends. You're right. Became a chundu Achak Nesagdoila. Once Achak Nesagdoila rose, he zero Agdoila Yeshta. They brought back the full formula, the full great formula. Akel Agodola Gibor Vanoira. Now, the Yerushalmi asks a theological question. Can the human being decide when God's displaying his Gevura, when God's displaying his Nora, when God's displaying his Gedula? How could Yirmiyahu and Daniel come and make these decisions? So it's more of an interesting answer. Our answer ben Lazar, yes. Yoidim heiman avim shalokon amiti. The Nevi'im know that their God is true. Then when they take away praise, it's not because they don't believe in God being almighty and omnipotent and all that kind of good stuff. It's because they say that mid of Hashem is not apparent at the moment. And they don't want to be come and, so to speak, be slavish into Hashem in their praise. In other words, it's almost a concern in us that we say, Akel Gorel Gibor Banor. Why can we say all these phrases? Because they're meaningless to us. So they just roll off our tongues. Akel Gorel Gibor Banor. You're righteous. Akel Gorel Gibor Banor. But ideally speaking, we should be very careful what we praise. And all.
The rest of it goes off.
Only praise Hashem with what is relevant at that moment. So that's why the Nevi'im, Daniel, and Yirmiyo, they only said the praises which are relevant. It's Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came along later on and put back other praise as well. So this appears in the Bavli in other contexts. The Bavli says that, on the contrary, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah argued with Daniel and Yirmiyahu. And they said, no, Hashem displayed his Gvura and he displayed Anoris when he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But Yushami says, Daniel and Yirmiyahu were right. And when they lived and they were Nevi'im, they were so well by Hashem was manifesting himself and praised Hashem accordingly. And Shekhinah Sakdoil later on saw that this no longer, we no longer have that kind of perception, so we just say Akel Goral Gibor Vanora all the time. We'll stop here for this evening.